No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I was born again in 1975, and I owned a small business in American Indian Arts at that time. Many salesmen would come through town, rent motel rooms, advertise they were selling their merchandise 50 to 70% off. In 1975, the Indian Arts business was really booming in the United States. So when that happens, different people jump on it to try to make money. There was one merchant that came through town. I didn't even know his name, but he was advertising 70% off. The Dallas Morning News contacted me. I had a small business in Dallas at that time. They contacted me and asked me to write an article to protect consumers. There were just so many people coming through Dallas trying to sell merchandise from hotel rooms. They would rent a hotel room or rent a meeting room for their displays and sell them from the hotel room. And customers were complaining after they'd buy the merchandise. They would complain that they found out it wasn't authentic. So the Dallas News wanted to investigate this subject and help consumers. Of course, by the time the itinerant salesman had sold them the merchandise and they investigated it, the salesman was long gone to another city. I did not know the man that was selling the merchandise 70% off, but in the statement that I gave to the consumers to protect themselves, that if you can sell your merchandise 50 to 70% off, it has to make you wonder how much that dealer marked that merchandise up, or it could be faulty merchandise. There were so many people that were non-Indians making Indian arts in those years. One day after the article published, I was in the display area of the shop. I noticed a little kind of chubby man coming in the door. And I especially noticed him because he had on a tie with a tie clasp that was a pair of handcuffs. Just small handcuffs. He identified himself as a deputy sheriff. And he said, "Do you know Mr. So-and-so?" And I said, "No, I don't know him." He said, "Well, he knows you. He's suing you for $1 million. My mouth fell open. He was one of those itinerant salesmen. And he had seen the article, and he was suing the city of Dallas and Fort Worth, three or four dealers in American Indian Arts, and me. He was claiming we were conspiring to keep him from doing business in Dallas. He was also suing the city of Fort Worth. I called a man that I knew to be a lawyer, and he began representing me, filing papers with the courts. The only problem was it was costing so much money for the lawyer that I hired that if I kept having him as a lawyer, pretty soon I'd be out of business because it was taking all of my profit to pay the lawyer. And God had told me to get out of debt and stay out of debt. And I'd done that. But now I was having weekly law bills. I saw this scripture in Isaiah 54:17, and I began to reason it. I was newly born again, so now this scripture would apply to me. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. No weapon that's formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So I called my lawyer, and I said, now, Gordon, I am now a born-again Christian, so these scriptures in this Bible should apply to me. I read the scripture to him, and I said, this lawsuit can't prosper. I'm going to be in debt if I continue with your law firm. And God has told me to get out of debt and stay out of debt. Therefore, I've decided to dismiss your law firm and go to court without any human legal counsel. Gordon said, Joan, you can't do this. You don't realize how evil the courts are today. I said, Gordon, this is a good time to test this scripture and see if it works. And he said, we're willing to work with you with the law firm. Why, it'll only take about $10,000 more to try this case. And I said, $10,000? Gordon, stop. Don't do another thing. About a week later, Gordon came to my business and he said, Joan, we have decided to try your case without any further cost to you. Now, what's going on? You have to ask yourself, what happened? I didn't hear him mentioning God anywhere in this statement. I said, well, Gordon, you're just going to have to let me get back with you on this. So he left the shop. I turned to God and said, what do you want me to do about this lawsuit? Do you want me to go to court without a lawyer, or do you want me to continue with Gordon at $10,000 more? And I was reminded by the Holy Spirit of this scripture. No weapon that's formed against thee will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And I was reminded of another scripture to show me what to do, Genesis chapter 14. Start at verse 21. The king of Sodom came to Abraham. They'd been in a battle to get the children of Israel, including Abraham's nephew, back. They had been captured by the Philistines. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abram said, verse 22, to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou should say, I have made Abram rich. I knew by that verse that God was telling me, turn down the free legal service. And I said to God when I saw that verse, this is the way I want to live. If I have any possessions at all, I want them to come from you. So I called the lawyer and turned down the free legal service And I said, either the Bible is a history book about God, or it's a power of God. We'll find out. For no weapon formed against me will prosper. And this is a weapon against me. So I continued to plan to go to court without any human legal counsel. I was frightened. God gave me about 14 verses of scripture during this time to give me strength to do this. As a new Christian, I made an appointment with my pastor. I went to him and explained what I was doing. His exact words were, "Joan, I perceive that you have faith to do this way." Faith comes when God shows you what to do, when the Holy Spirit reminds you of Scripture, when God shows you, and you believe it's God. That's when faith comes. It was about 6 weeks before the trial was scheduled. God gave me approximately 14 scriptures to make me stronger. I took those scriptures and recorded them on the front and back side of a cassette tape. When I went to bed at night, I turned the tape on, and I fell asleep to the scripture. If I woke up in the night, I turned the tape over and started it playing again. 2 or 3 days before the trial was to begin, I received a phone call. It was from the lawyers of the man who was suing me. He said, "Since you don't have a lawyer, I'm calling you personally." He said, "He dropped all charges. You don't have to go to trial." I said to him, to the lawyer, "Did he drop all charges against everybody or just me?" He said he cut everybody loose. I had something else confirmed to me at that time, and that is, when you are born again, you are a blessing to all people because of your faith. About a week later, Gordon came into my shop, my former lawyer. He said, "Joan, I wanted you to know this. At the law firm, we have discussed your case ever since this happened. And we believe that what you said happened. That no weapon formed against you would prosper because you belong to God. So I know this scripture works. I know the Bible's not a history book. It's not about God. It's not just about God. It is God. When the Holy Spirit calls your mind to a scripture, that is the power of God. It's not just about God. It is God. Now, the Holy Spirit has to be leading you, I think. When He calls your mind to a scripture or makes a scripture stand out to you, that is the will of God for you. If you will meditate, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 shows you that the Holy Spirit searches the heart of God to show us, the believer, the will of God in the issue at hand. Spend time with 1 Corinthians chapter 2 to learn about the Holy Spirit. Also spend time with John chapter 14 verse 26, John chapter 16 verse 13, because Jesus tells us four things the Holy Spirit does. He teaches us all things. He reminds us of everything Jesus has said. You read the Bible, later on you run into a problem, the Holy Spirit reminds you of a scripture, and that's the answer to your problem. He guides us into all truth, and he shows us things to come. Four things. There may be more. He's definitely the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, and he is a comforter. Thank you for allowing me to share with you today.